505, and we're recording.
NCAA, that magic moment.
Okay, we're live.
All right, good evening, good afternoon. How's everybody?
Very
like
good.
To call the meeting to order, approve the minutes of April 11th and April 18th meeting, please.
I'm over.
Second. Discussion? No discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, resolution 181. Setting a public hearing of proposed local law 4. Collection of village property tax will be held on June 20th.
Move it.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 183.
Wait a minute. I didn't even see this. It wasn't in the initial packet. Is this, John, is this the exact same legislation that you...
Basically.
What's basically mean? Exact is...
Dates.
Oh, just the dates are changed?
Yeah.
I still haven't gotten all my questions answered from the last time around on this.
Well, if you remember,
it
was sent to us yesterday.
Yeah. No, I know that, but this village taxes issue was brought up two years ago. I want to say
2014.
Yeah,
it was voted down on the floor, 14-9.
I think we answered
all your questions. Yes. And everything was supposed to be okay, but I have a letter from the mayor saying things aren't okay.
But wait a minute.
I think it should be brought up.
If it was voted down,
to talk about it.
If it was voted down on the floor, then our rules don't allow you to bring it back up.
Ever?
It
seems 3 years ago.
It doesn't matter. It has to be brought up by someone who voted in the affirmative.
Yeah,
I mean, with the majority.
Yeah, but I think, don't hold me to this, and lawyers can answer it. It's only for that particular calendar year. After that, it's all back up.
So every year you can just keep bringing it back up?
My understanding, is that correct?
It's not forever.
A new
session. Every 2 years?
Every 2 years. So we're within those confines now, 2014? Okay.
It's the same legislature. You can't find
it. It's a new session.
All right.
Yeah, I don't feel like any of my questions were answered. It's fine if we have a public hearing, but I'm not going to be able to vote for it until my questions get satisfactorily answered, which did not happen.
And I sent them. Hopefully, you can answer her question.
Well, I sent them over and over. Nobody ever. I mean, I asked actually for them to be pulled again.
You asked questions like, "How far back do they go?" And I said, "They don't go back at all. They start at a given day."
No, my questions were. That's one of them. If enacted as written, would the existing delinquent properties begin the process immediately? If delinquent more than 3 years, would the county take title immediately? Would the county take title of properties with known hazards in the event that the law was enacted and the county chose not to take title due to known hazards?
Would the county be responsible? Exactly what they do with the towns now. Nothing changed.
Yeah, but we're talking. I mean, I'd like to know what the financial impact based on looking into these specific communities. Where's the analysis of what this is going to mean to the county? Financially?
I went through this 3 years ago. They don't lose money; they make money. If you go to the budget hearings when they put their budget out there, you do an analysis. The county always or almost always comes out on top.
So how many village delinquent taxes?
Now, you asked one question. What about if it's
environmentally unsound?
A brownfield. They're already paying the taxes to the town on that property. They're already paying the taxes to the school on that property. They're already covering the county on that property. The only one they're not covering is the town. And if
it's
you read
village.
The report
village.
From the controller... So and the stressful situation that Ellenville is in particular, because New Pulse doesn't have that problem, and Sauberty doesn't.
God bless you.
The money that's outstanding that could be caused by incompetence, laziness, or whatever the words are, would probably not find them in a stress situation.
But can I ask?
I think I answered all your questions.
I don't feel like all my questions were answered satisfactorily. With all due respect, and I do have an additional question based on my reflection on the old. So I recall, as you said, that there were examples of properties that were not paying the village tax, only the village taxes, knowing that the properties weren't going to be taken over. So I recall that there were properties that were way more than 3 years delinquent on the village taxes. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, I think you got a copy of the letter that the mayor sent that there's still problems with them not collecting their taxes.
Right. So
the answer to your question, yes, it is.
So how do we resolve that? And again, here was an old question I had. Is it possible to start with a clean slate, requiring that the village clear their books of any properties more than 3 years delinquent? Is the Sullivan model a possible intermediate step?
These questions have obviously been taken care of because they still have a problem.
Right, so but what you're proposing is that we just take them even if they're 20 years delinquent.
No, we're starting from a given date.
But does that given date zero out everything that was previous, you're saying?
No.
It's not the county's responsibility. No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Bert's just saying
it. New York State law, if the county chooses to collect the village tax, it starts from year one would be this year or next year. So if they're delinquent taxes, it's up to the village to collect. By the way, they have $1.5 million in delinquent taxes. So this is not going to fix that problem.
Just for the three-year period?
No, it could be back. But, my thing is, in order for the county to enforce, I'd have to wait 3 years on that tax, like I do now. So they may owe $100,000 in back taxes. 3 years later is when I can enforce.
And then they're all going to...
And, by the way, it would just be the portion going forward. That $1.5 million that's delinquent at the village, I cannot collect.
So you'd be able to collect the
three years from 2 months,
you'd be able to collect the 3 years
going
worth.
Forward. Just going forward.
From that day, I can't 3 years forward.
That's what I'm saying.
I cannot enforce anything $1.5 million that's delinquent right now. Right.
Anything outstanding you cannot collect.
Right. So 2020 would be the first time if somebody was delinquent for that. Exactly.
Yeah, because if this was passed,
so
it would start in the
in
village tax
years.
Of 18 because right. their tax is coming right. out now. Yeah.
Now, so is that because why?
This is New York State law. Because I'm not responsible for collecting things the village should be collecting
right,
on.
But the village, if they had the means to, could collect.
They can do their
10,
own enforcement.
15, they can enforce.
Carl,
yeah.
We've been training them endlessly on things like that. And I will say, too, remember, the village of New Paltz is not under Article 11. They're under Article 10. I would not have any enforcing powers with the village of New Paltz. They would have to opt into Article 11. Right now they do tax liens. I don't believe they have an issue with the link because they're doing their tax liens. A couple of concerns, because I brought these concerns before. My staffing is limited. Will I need additional staff? Probably. County Attorney's Office. Can't speak for B, but I would assume she'll have more people to go to court for. I don't have access to their information right now.
Do we know how many properties are currently delinquent?
I could call the
village. John, do you know?
And again, we're going forward. A lot of those are...
I know. They might get made whole.
I don't have access to their system.
There's only one or two other counties in the state that don't do what we're suggesting. Columbia County, because nobody asked. Sullivan County has got some convoluted program. Then if you go to Westchester or Nassau, the towns make the county whole.
Right, it's the reverse.
Westchester, it's specifically in the law of the Westchester's
and,
made whole.
I think that... if everything had been fine, that's fine. It isn't. Let's move forward. Let's do for the village what the rest of the state does. Let's do for the village to try to help them become whole. We're not going backwards. We're going forwards.
And truly... at this time, there are landowners, mostly rental properties, that know that nobody's going to foreclose on them, so they don't really care.
Carl?
So, moving forward, though, let's not look at the past. Moving forward, in 3 years from now, when you've got delinquent taxes, you know who they are because they've got delinquent county taxes. So how much more staff would it be to collect the village tax on the same property?
But see, Carl, I just don't collect because they're 3 years. After that first year that gets rolled over,
I
start collecting. It's more people at my counter. It's, different time of year. The village isn't January to December. It's actually during the summer. Is when I would be collecting.
Well, can we make some kind of intermunicipal agreement with the village that they offer some staff?
Each title search I out, because I'll have to do title searches for those in the village, it costs money.
Yeah. Maybe the committee should meet with the village treasurer and understand what they do with the collection of their taxes.
That would be responsible.
I mean, I think the biggest obstacle for me right now. I don't see their taxes. I don't see what's delinquent.
Maybe it's a hearing from the mayor or the village treasurer, maybe the right person to hear from you.
Yeah, this is their process.
Well, isn't the city or the village and the town of Ellenville considering consolidating?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
So where are they in that respect? If that's the case, it's not going to be a village anymore, correct?
Correct.
So, but where does that stand right now?
If you get $10, you might as well place it on. It's never going to happen.
Okay.
Can we get the village treasurer? And I mean, can we have some kind of discussion about what's actually happening and where they're at?
I do know currently they have the attorney representing the village is working with those back property owners and making agreements, and they are starting to pay.
Why are they not enforcing?
You'll have to ask the village treasurer that.
Yeah, so I mean,
it's never come in.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, like we're talking about taking over a service
them,
that
but
they're
you
just
would need
refusing
counsel
to
do. So
I'm against it. So
you just voted yes.
Have a public hearing. Totally against.
Aren't you one?
I'm a total.
Yeah, but that's the point. We're at a public hearing.
Hold on.
Seems crazy.
Did we vote?
She is.
No.
Well, yeah, but then I stopped. Yeah,
she stopped
because it went so fast. I was turning.
We didn't announce the vote.
You did not.
Okay, so we did not vote. Okay, at this point.
Okay.
According to what Vaughn's saying. All right. Jonky, will you mind holding this over? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm against it no matter what. Okay, so, I mean, you want
to hold... Just get it to the floor so we can have a debate on it. That's all.
Well, it's a public hearing. That's all you're asking for right
last
now.
Last time it lost 14-9. Maybe this time it'll be more or less.
Well, it could be. But I mean, I think the question is, there's so many unanswered questions. Tracy said, can you get the village...
I think a lot of the unanswered questions were answered but weren't listened to.
Now,
but if I may, yes. Mr. Chairman, if I may, at this point in time, if it were passed today, it's a clean slate. So there are no knowns at this point in time. 3 years from now, or a year from now, and 2 years from now, 3 years from now, there will be knowns. But at this point in time, there are no, the only thing known is it's a clean slate. So the balance is zero.
DJ, so though, you use the last 3 years as a reference of what it might be 3 years from now.
But once there's an incentive for some of these landowners to pay, as there is no incentive now because they're not being foreclosed on, they don't care. So when there becomes an incentive and they know that they're going to be chased, then those folks will come to the table, just as they do with the county and the town. Once they hit that three-year mark, they can start coming to the table. So... But at this point in time, it'd be a zero balance.
All right. What's everybody's pleasure?
I'm a yes.
Yeah, I'm with a yes.
All right. All in favor, say aye. Put your hands up.
I'll let it be a public hearing. But I feel totally
sober.
I know, but we're always doing something before we really know the A to Z. It's always a let's hurry up and get to Z. We're only like on
I would like to speak to the treasurer. I mean, I think that would be...
Put you down as a baby.
That's right. That'd be perfect.
So, were you a no?
But if you got to pass it tonight, it's time to come to public hearing. Then,
yeah.
I mean, we got to talk about it.
I believe it's 4-3 with you, Tracy, and Mary.
I'm
going to
be a no. Yeah,
and then okay. So
it's 4-3. Yeah. Well, it didn't pass. It needs 5.
2, 3, 4, 5. You're right. You need 5.
So it didn't pass.
Oh, wait a minute. I mean, if you have 7. You only need 4. 4-3. You have a majority.
But you still need 5. You got 9 altogether.
No.
Not through the committee.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have 7.
Yeah, we have 7.
All right.
4 passes.
So passed? All right. Next. 183, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 into Buddy County. Dan Swalling and Demo.
So moved.
Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
185. Approving the execution of a contract amendment for $50,000 or more into Buddy County. Menard, O'Connor, Smith, Catalano.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
186, approving the executable contract in excess of 50. Davin, entered by the county. Burt Meyer Contracting Corp., Ulster County Community College.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
Septic at the college. 7 new septic system work.
No, this is the Pfeiffer Center.
Any other discussion? Which roll call. All in favor say aye.
Other side. I'm confused. Sorry.
8187, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 entered by the county, Mayor Contracting Corp., Ulster County Community College, 187.
That's in the Leachfield.
Leachfield, that's
the... That's the Leachfield, yeah. Sorry. Thank you.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
189, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered by the county, BD Services, Department of Purchasing.
Move it.
Second. I'll second it. I have a question.
Yes, question.
So where do we typically use temps? Is there one department more than another, or is it just kind of...
I think the clerk uses a lot of these services.
It used to be manpower, but it's through purchasing for countywide, probably in terms of the rate came in probably.
It doesn't seem... I mean, it's not a lot. Contract, it's not, right? Yeah.
Is that only for a month? Mm-hmm. I saw on the contract.
Yeah, what does this cover, the 58,000? One person or one month?
It's for use for all departments. It's basically a consolidated bid for all departments to having temporary services, someone to fill in for a leave or a short-term staffing issue.
Was
7/16 through 5. It's actually 2 years.
For a little.
It's actually two.
Yeah,
we don't use
it.
We don't use it. Yeah, it's not a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I was wondering where.
Okay. All right, any other discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
190, approving the execution of a contract excess of 50 entered by the County New York Communications Company, UCAT.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
No, I have a question.
Go on.
Radius.
Do we know how much, did anyone look into how much the purchase would be? I was trying to find it out online, and I couldn't, I don't know if anyone's here to speak to it.
I couldn't quote it off the top of my head, but yeah, the technology changes rapidly. It's not something that you would buy necessarily because the systems change.
Because in 3 years it'll be obsolete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The base units themselves would be tremendously expensive.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, I know I saw on the contract that was the lion's share of the cost of the rental. That's right. Base unit. I bet you it's got something to do with FCC licensing and, if you were to buy it since they was it New York, Hong Kong, whatever, they own the frequencies.
And that's why they buy all the frequencies.
All right, any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
191, approving the execution of a contract excess of 50 entered by the County Family of Woodstock, Department of Social Services.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
192, approving the execution of a contract amending causing the aggregate contract to be in excess of 50 by the County, Tyler Technologies Info Incorporated Information Services. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
I have a question on this one, too.
Yep.
So in my notes, I don't have the contract up in front of me, but I wrote, why? So this is extending by an additional month. Why are we extending it now for 18, an additional month for 18?
Because this is the old system they're on. We have the capital project to go to the new system.
Right.
So they still need to overlap before they
But why wouldn't we wait till closer to the 18? Like, you know what I mean? It just seems... Yeah. What if we come in early? What if our capital project happens sooner?
It may go out longer, to be honest with you. I mean, we'll be lucky we get it.
It just seems odd.
My guess is to keep the rate where we have.
Okay.
I could look more into it.
Yeah, if you could just let me know later.
It's for more than a month.
No, it's not. It said 1 month. It said 1 month.
Yeah, I can see if I can get more answers.
All right, any other questions?
I'm telling you, in the contract, it says to extend for one additional month.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have the contract open.
Whatever, they had to slow down, whatever.
Say 1 month.
It has to happen.
That's not the... Yeah, it definitely said 1 month.
All right, any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Can we bundle 193 through 198? To 197.
I had a question on 194. Question
and all right, 193. Enter a contract of $50,000 by Callahan Industry, Department of Public Works. Move. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
194. Execution of contract excess of 50 in the Buddy County. Great Tin Manning Engineering, LLP, Department of Public Works. Move.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Tracy?
So I have a question. In terms of how did we not know, this is an amendment, how did we not know we would need this? Is this because the scope has changed so radically?
I think
Walker Bridge.
Yeah.
That is that one? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Because I think in the pack, Tracy, you'll see the amendment to the project.
Yeah, it's too. Giant.
The project's coming in.
Yep.
Yeah, my notes were consecutive, mm-hmm. So.
Any other discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
195, approving the executional contract entered by the county, Atlantic Paving, Marking Inc., Department of Public Works.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye. Go on.
Question. How many bidders? Do we know how many bidders there were on this?
I don't know.
And have we ever done the analysis against doing this in-house, which we used to do? I know
we
asked
did
about this
past
last
year.
Time.
I don't know about this particular contract.
Actually, we're talking about this today.
We said we predicted this.
Yeah, because I asked last time and I never got the answer. I remember when we transitioned to this.
I guess one of the issues in terms of
this whole discussion of the paint and turning the paint. I get it. Yeah,
in terms of how much paint would you need and do you store it and it becomes.
I remember the discussion. I'm just saying what
we were ready for this kind of.
We should know.
But
if you were ready for it, you would have an answer.
No, because that's I don't know how to.
We should look at. I mean, I'd like to know eventually. That's the thing, you know, to look back and say.
I don't know.
Do we
okay,
have
does that
ability of that too?
Is not
enough paint on the road.
Years, you know, I just again.
I got you.
I'm going to support it because we need lines on the road. But
all right. Any other questions? Roll call. In favor, say aye.
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 196. Executed a contract in excess of $50,000 by the county, Towny County Bridge and Rail Inc., Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
I have a question.
Go on.
No, it's just that there's no dollar amount. It just says it's going to exceed $50,000. So, but you've got money appropriated in the budget. How much money do we have appropriated to fix the guardrails or replace them or put new ones in? And do we know what the inventory of our guardrails in Ulster County and the condition of them?
Or it's in the contract.
Yeah, it's just an annual maintenance of them. It's just an annual maintenance of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the contract. It's the first extension.
Yeah, they need to replace it. We replace it.
We may not know which guardrails we'll
have in the season. We got a lot of county roads.
Hopefully, it's not in your
time. All right,
over $50,000. That's a given.
Any other questions?
It's rates. It's based on the rate. Guardrail comes down. This is the rate to repair it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
197. Approving the execution of a contract for excess of $50,000 entered by County D. A. Collins Construction Inc. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second.
So in this contract, it specifically says, it points out the importance of expedience. It's not the exact language, but basically stresses how important it is that we move quickly. Do we ever do anything like a performance bonus if they get done earlier?
Well, I don't think we do a penalty either.
No.
I mean, big contracts they do, but I don't think we do.
No, I know we don't typically do penalties, but especially in things where we're really concerned that it's going to get done on early, I mean, is that something that's never considered? Some idea of saying, look, if you bring it in a month or et cetera, et cetera? Has anyone ever seen anything like that?
Oh, yeah, we've seen bonuses and as well as penalties. And typically
in the county?
Not in the county.
Not
but
the county, but
the state does them.
The
state does them. This is the main reason for this, and the emphasis is because there's a significant detour route associated with this.
Exactly, which is why I'm saying, did we consider putting in a bonus for getting it done even earlier?
We actually considered putting in a penalty for.
So we think the other way.
You want to do something like that with the bridge?
It has
to pass all kinds of inspections. There's no expectation that if it's done earlier,
you can have good, fast, and cheap. But you can only have two of them.
I don't think that's true.
Good, fast, but make it cheap.
Yeah, I don't believe that to be accurate.
Make it be good.
You know, actually, $2 million is a lot of money, but there again, it's not a lot of money for a contract. Right. Yeah.
No, I know that. I know that.
Remember the automotive?
But I'm concerned about it.
Bridge will be built in Walco, then we'll oversee again. It will be dead when this will get replaced.
All right, any other questions? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 198, execution of a contract of $50,000 entered by County Transpro Consulting, LLP, Department of Planning. Moved. Second.
Second.
Any questions? Not. Roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 199, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract with the New York State Department of Health to continue the rabies program, Department of Health.
I'll move it.
Second.
I know. My question is, we budgeted money for this and we have budgeted state revenue coming, but then we have a lot of anticipated appropriation dollars. $60,000?
This is probably because it's a multiple.
$80,000?
It's a multiple year contract.
Multiple year. So what do we do? Like, do we give rabies vaccinations? What is the rabies program? Because I know I asked in the health committee, but nobody knew.
Preventing rabies. This is dealing with suspected animals that have rabies.
There's also human testing.
I mean, like the county health department, like they investigate rabies, a rabbit, skunk or something.
Yes.
And then, what do we do for like our healthcare workers? You know, people who come in contact with animals, like vets or, you know. Those type of workers. Do we have any kind of programs for them? Because they deal with animals all the time. Yeah, is there a vaccination or something for rabies?
Well, once you get rabies.
Mm-hmm.
If you're exposed. The health, I don't know what they do now, but I can tell you the health department used to have some of their workers that were dealing with potential rabbit animals. We're actually
these guys over here. Program.
No, because I know the state has a program because I'm on the health committee at NYSAC, and we were encouraging the state to add more money to their program, and their program helps people out in the field, medical, the veterinary field and other things. It's not just residents who either get bit or whatever. I don't know. I just want to know where the money's going. Yeah, I want to know how the money gets.
Go on, Tracy.
Yeah, I mean, is there a summary of the program somewhere, Ken? Because we saw just the only aspect that came with our packet was the human component, and all it said was 40,000. It didn't. Okay, thanks. That'd be great. Yeah, I mean, I'm totally for it. But
all right, any other questions?
No.
Let's have one conversation. Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 200. Amending 2017 Ulster County budget to accept increased funding from the New York State Office for people with development disabilities at a cost of 0.02% cost of living adjustment. Environmental health. Move. Second.
We spent more time developing this resolution than
the 0.02%, right. All in favor, say aye, right?
Aye.
201. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County. Second.
I'll second it.
Any other discussions?
So this is, so I understand what's happening here. We're getting they're purchasing property that the county owns for improvement to a bridge that's in the county.
That's right.
So it's just like which pocket is this coming from on some level? But I get it.
They're acquiring land, but
okay. All right, I have a question on the next one, but this one's fine.
In the domain.
All right. Friendly. And it's less than a, what is it, like less than an acre?
Yeah. It's a little slower.
It's like a triangle?
Yeah.
All right, any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
202. Authorize the chairman.
I'll second it. Can someone explain this one? Because this is
we don't own it.
We don't own it, but we're relinquishing.
There's a concern by that we potentially could own it. We don't believe we own it. So this basically.
So we're just saying.
Yeah.
This releases our interest in it, so that the property owner can get the payment.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
203. Authorize the chairman to execute a claim for payment and additional documents.
The same thing.
Yep.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Set a public hearing on tentative budget of Ulster County Community College for 2017-18 be held Monday, June 12th at 6:30.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just note that it's Monday, June 12th.
And we're going to have our Ways and Means meeting up there.
Everything's going to be moved to Monday that we normally hold on to.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
205, amending capital project number 4687, Leach Field Construction, SUNY New Paltz. Move. Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
207, amending resolution number 55 of 216, establishing capital project number 468, construction of the underlying pedestrian bridge, SUNY. Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
209. Amending capital project 465, general furniture replacement.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
I have a question.
Yep.
So it looks like in the beginning it was going to be a 50-50 split, state and county.
Yep.
And now, Ulster County Community College Foundation is kicking in $100,000.
That's the next one. That's 210.
They received the donation.
This is the furniture one.
So this is the furniture one?
Because I have the same question.
So we're basically lowering the county cost for the furniture.
Oh, I thought it was 210.
209.
We're on 9 right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
10. Resolution 335-216. Capital Project 481. Move, second.
I'll second it. I have the same question. Okay.
Same question, one at a time. You guys know what the answer to the question is, right?
Well, I went to the Community Foundation's website, okay? Yeah. I mean, I know it's more than just scholarships that they take money for. They take endowments and things. And so I looked over the website, and it says, to help support the foundation's commitment to assist the college with funding for technology, arts, curriculum, and blah, 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 blah. So they said they took in over $440,000 in scholarship money last year. So are we saying that there's other endowment money that we can use for capital?
This wasn't us that did this. Was SUNY Ulster came to us.
Okay. All right.
And
all right.
That's why they asked us to do this resolution to send it to the state, which reduced our share again.
Yeah.
This reduces our share.
But this foundation is a foundation for scholarships for students.
Yeah, that's
we're spending money.
Yeah.
Well, where's the accounting for, you know, somebody write a $100,000 check to them to say, we want to use this for the computer lab?
For the controller dollar?
Great question, man.
You just said that was
a great question for the president.
We only got this yesterday.
Carl, you just said that part of the foundation is able to do that, though. You said in the beginning that's what they're able to do.
They are.
But they're not able to do it if there's a scholarship foundation for, like, Olivia Roosevelt Filio, and somebody gives $100,000. They can't gut that scholarship and use it for equipment.
No, I don't think. Sure. I mean, they have more monies than
all
just
right, we
that,
don't know.
Carl, so.
But
they fundraise for specific needs of
right.
the college.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Tracy?
Yeah, I mean, I had a similar. So when I looked at this and saw the moving of money, I found it curious because we are 1 month in advance of hearing the budget. So I have no idea what none of us have any idea what the college budget's going to come forward. They may come forward and say, we have to raise tuition by however many dollars. We don't know what they're going to say yet, and they're already moving money for this technology.
Actually, Tracy, this is actually an older project. This is kind of a cleanup resolution. The state, when the
state requiring
the
them
state
to
process, they asked us to amend the resolution. And
what do you mean the state's requiring them to do it?
Because of our share is less, and there's more from the foundation, more from...
Just correcting the shares.
Right. They needed this resolution from us.
But when you're saying it's correcting the chairs, you're saying they've already spent this money?
Yeah, this is an ongoing project
right.
from 16. When it went through the state process...
It said we were going to be putting in more money.
50%. It was 50-50.
Right. And now...
Matching funds. They're going to let them use this matching funds.
Correct. Well, it's only us.
And now they're changing it.
Yeah.
But my point is...
Well, they needed a resolution from us saying our shares have been reduced.
Correct.
That's why there's no financial impact.
Right.
I
mean, the financial impact should be reduced in terms of...
This will have no impact on the current budget proposal that you're going to see in a couple of months.
But to answer your question, Tracy, I think it's a question.
They could have been used in them. Right.
You're saying that they couldn't if our share stayed the same, is your point that they could not, that the foundation couldn't end this is a lot of ifs, end next month, they were to come forward and say, we have to, our proposal is to raise tuition. Are you saying that they couldn't use this money if our share were to have stayed the same to offset tuition? Because I believe they could have.
The foundation fundraised for this very specific purpose. So their donors gave money for technology upgrades.
So you answered my question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You told me I had to ask the president.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
No, I said that.
That was Jim.
It'll be fun.
It can be fun to watch.
All right, any other questions? If not, roll call. In favor say
aye.
Resolution 211, amending Capital Project 474, reconstruction of various parking lots, amending 2017-22 Capital Project Program, Department of Public Works. Move. Second. Discussion.
Who's the second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 All right. 213. Amending Capital Project 439, Rehabilitation of Walk Hill Bridge, and amending 2017-22 Capital Program, Department of Public Works. Move.
I'll move it.
Second. Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
215, authorize the Chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Shawangum, Hamlet of
of Walkdale Water District for replacement of water district water line currently on the Walkdale Bridge Department of Public Works. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
217, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an amendment to contract CO9-00722 with the City Department of Environmental Protection to allow DPW to continue winter maintenance around the Ashton Reservoir Shokan Reservoir June through 29, 16 exchange for reversal cost by New York City Department of Environmental Protection.
So moved.
No. Second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
218, scheduling a public hearing as required under Article 25AA of the Agriculture Markets Law. The addition of lands to Agriculture District will be held June 20th at 7:30 or as soon thereafter the public can
I'll
be heard.
Move it.
Move okay. Second.
Second.
Any discussions? 219, supporting Ulster County Municipal Consolidation Efficiency Competition application
is
required. Move.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
220, authorized the chairman to enter into a contract New York State Department of State for the Municipal Consolidation Efficiency Competition. Move.
I'll move.
Second.
So is this like the second round?
No, there's actually one. This resolution is we awarded $50,000 to help us develop our plan, which you're supporting. So this is accepting $50,000 that was used for planning, and then supporting the overall plan that we started.
Well, what's the grand prize?
$20 million.
$20 million.
Minus $50,000.
We've got voted for. You vote?
No.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 221.
I'll move it.
Okay, the conveyance of county-owned property to the original owners. Move. Second.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 222, approving home rule for Senate Bill number S5568 and Senate Bill number A7409, authorizing the Ulster County to continue the additional 1% rate of sales tax, compensating use tax for a 24-month additional period. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second. Bert?
I just wanted to remind the committee, with our new sales tax agreement, there's a bigger share to the towns and city in terms of the exposure, so hopefully we won't have issues which we've had before. Also, if this passes in June, which we expect, in July you'll see a resolution to move the amount of contracts that we have in the sequester, we'll move them out. It's a one quarter for about roughly 20 contracts. So you'll see that resolution in July, hopefully. We expect it to pass, but just make the committee aware that wasn't our adopted budget. It's roughly $320,000 contracts spread out amongst county agencies and even some of the legislative contracts, just to make the committee aware.
Bert, what's the breakdown of the sales tax?
In terms of the share of that 20...
Oh, with the towns?
The 1%, the 1% estimated roughly $27 million.
Mm-hmm.
The city's share in the new agreement is roughly 5, and the towns are roughly 1.3. And county still has the bulk of 21.
Right.
So what's that, 1% for the towns, and how much?
Well, no, in terms of the breakdown, remember the 1%, this is an additional 1% we're asking for the state. The breakdown is still 85.5%.
Oh, okay.
But in terms of there's a bigger share of the 1%, the city receives, let's get my math right here, 40% of their revenue comes from this 1%. So that's why it's $5 million.
So if the city...
Same thing with the town.
So if the 1% sales tax were not approved, the impact to the city and the towns would be much greater than
that. Than it used to be.
Okay.
I guess if you put it that way.
What about to the county? If the extender wasn't approved,
It's $21 million.
It's a huge impact.
It's a huge impact. We're going to have to make more cuts.
Certainly,
the contract.
We've shared the risk more evenly across the parties.
You know what? Was anything that was done at the federal level, any amendments possibly going to affect that?
No.
Nothing with the sales tax extenders?
No. Why?
No.
Okay.
Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye. 100%.
Any new business? Actually, everybody has the reports in their packet. regarding new hirees and also budget transfers.
It would be mailed to everybody.
Richard only got
Well, I never saw the one that I brought in.
It should be in this form.
Richie. Motion to.
181.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Amber took them out on purpose.
Not sure.
No, 181.
181.
So you don't read them anyway.
I do, too.
Yeah, I never saw it in there. But I'm looking for it because maybe it's in.
Hang on.
Carl, come on. Let's go get some rabies shots.
Sure. I look at the barrel.
Does somebody have one?
Check Amber.
You don't have 181, right? We pass that around.
Sure. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Hey.
No, man, you get sick.
I know, I'm down.
We got rabies shots. 181, I'm trying to find it.
222.
No, because I was looking for it.
Does someone have a resolution 181?
No.
What's that one?
No, 222. I saw you show it to Mary Beth at early.
Yeah.
Trust me. Believe me when I say.
No, he doesn't have it. And TJ didn't check that.
Right. No, I know. Yeah. No. No. No.
Check the floor. I was looking for it because I wanted to make sure I didn't vote no on the wrong thing. I never got it.
No, caucus first.
How long is what time is the public hearing?
7:30. No, they all passed. 181, though, because they had no votes, and I don't see it.
Does Rich have it in his hand? Handed me something that I and did I sign it? That's weird.
I gotta find it. Okay, 189,
191, 199. But he was given the ones that I
had.
181?
I
know.
Yeah, 181.
How do you get it?
It's in the package.
I didn't get it, but I didn't get it.
It must have been in there. It must have stuck to something else.
You just looked through the pile.
But I passed a pile of him after I looked through them.
These are not.
Even my constituents.
What is it, Vicky?
And Jim Maloney didn't sign it either.
Caucus or caucus?
So it must have been stuck. 202. We've got it now.
Jim, make sure you mark that one the right way.
205.
Did you find it?
I always go.
7.
No, I don't mean the check mark. I mean your vote. Seven. You voted against that?
No, you voted for it.
You voted for it? Okay.
If you want to take it. It passed. It passed. It's me, Rich, and Mary Beth.
Yeah, just for the public hearing.
So. Jim wants to see it.
You voted against it?
Still voting no.
189. Richard, you got to check out the
I don't feel like any of my questions have ever been answered.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, so.
When I reread them today.
Oh, here's.
Yeah.
I know, John said I answered all
so
your
you
questions.
Found it. So where was it?
It was on the end of the stuff. Because he didn't sign it either.
All right, so. All right, so that's 181. 183. So there's one that TJ didn't check off of.
What's going on?
We just want to make sure they are all up while they're still here to sign.
Next week, what's up, Taxi?
186.
No, I don't think the kids
have been invited. I don't
think so, huh? What's that?
I think they'll.
90.
Look.
Are you going to be here against this one? What's that?
That's good.
These were in sequential order.
I do my check marks the same way.
Hey, Victoria. Amber went bang the gavel.
She doesn't post it.
Oh, yeah.